Lesson 4, pronunciation of the consonants. We'll examine first the consonant R. And again, in the really pushed forward stereotypic accent, you're going to hear here, there, everywhere, with a lot of the R's pushed, really tightened into the lips. Well, they do tighten slightly more because the R is pushed forward into the lip. R, R, R. But you don't want to do it out of proportion. In point of fact, if a Scandinavian is learning his English in England, the chances are that he will say ah. Here, there, everywhere. But if it's a version of English that has the R's pronounced, the Scandinavians, certainly you'll hear them pronouncing the R's unless they're trying to sound very, very British. So, let's look just briefly at the R's following vowels in different positions. Runner, brother, father, worker. The runner staggered over the hill, then became a swimmer. It's a tighter R, a little bit tighter. Became a swimmer. On the medial ear, earth. First, worm, search, almost with the lips pushed into a little bit of an umlaut, but still getting that R, herb. Hermann was the first to win the 30 games. That little tighter R. The ear, jeer, clear. On a lot of these stems, the vowel stems going into the R, you will, if it is a stressed word, can put the inflection on there. Appear, sincere. I'm sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. The air sound. Hair becoming hair. Barely. There. Everywhere. An air of excitement which was rare. Blares down the stairs. The oor sound. Tour. Poor. Cure. And doer. The poor hunters offer no allure for newer, sure shots. The R sound is in car, marshal, heart, harm, harbor. The two sergeants were college archery partners and bought a new car. And finally, the OR can get almost an O stem like the O. For, door, ignore, sport, score. More and more support came forth for the orphans' party. Again, it's just a follow through with this R integrated into the muscularity of the resonance, and also can be integrated into the inflectional pattern. Now, there are a few other isolated consonant substitutions. The first is the TH, which, of course, as in anyone learning English, some Scandinavians are going to quickly learn the TH, but there is a tendency to hear D and T for the voiced and voiceless TH. The voiceless, becoming t, thin becoming tin, thick, thick, thorough, thorough. Thoughtful theologians thank God through prayer. The thoughtful theologians thank God through prayer. Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary. Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary. And when that TH is at the end of a word, wrath, rat. Teeth, teeth. Eighth, eighth. And path, path. A little bit harder, a little bit of the TH coming out on the ends of the words there. The voiced th. V, this, this, becoming d. There, there. Thus, thus. Therefore, therefore. They played with this, that, and the other thing.
They played with this, that, and the other thing.
Of course, thing being voiceless, so t, ting.
This, that, and the other thing.
A little bit more th can come in if the accent is softer.
They played around with this, that, and the other thing.
A hard the, instead of a explosive t or d all the time. There's a day left before they go to the country.
There's a day left before they go to the country.
If you get too hard with this,
there's a day left before they come to the country,
you're going to start to sound with at least the words that have this in it a little bit more, perhaps Dutch, than Scandinavian. When the th is at the end of the word, the voiced one, lathe, laid, blithe, blithe, and soothe, sood.
Now we look at the initial W, the W, W sound, which is going to migrate slightly toward a V, or even a breathy V, sort of halfway between the V and the F.
Wish, wish. Want,
want.
Work,
work.
Wait,
wait.
I wish Ward didn't want whiskey on Wednesday.
I wish Ward didn't want whiskey on Wednesday.
Wall posters waved in the wind when Wendy went in.
Wall posters waved in the wind when Wendy went in.
Don't go too far with this. Waved in the wind when Wendy went in. Not a hard V, but a halfway between the V and the F.
Waved in the wind when Wendy went in.
Of course, in many European languages, the letter J that we see as J is a Y sound, a ya, ya. So you're frequently going to have things like name. We would say Johansson, Johansson. And when they see an English word starting with J, just Jost, Jimmy, Jimmy, jealous, jealous. Now, not everyone's going to do it that way. Some are going to quickly learn that there's a J sound. And what you would do in that situation is to still hit the Y part. So instead of just, Jost, instead of going Jost or just, Jost, sort of putting the J with the Y. Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. Jealous, jealous. Again, the yot, 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 yot can be part of the stereotype, so don't carry it too far. And the final important consonant we'll look at is when you have a Z sound, especially at the ends of words, you're going to change it to an S. A lot of times this is spelled with S anyway, but it's going to change to the S sound. Noise, noise. Tries, tries, repose, repose, pleases,
pleases.
The bulldozer made so much noise that Edward's repose ended.
The bulldozer made so much noise that Edward's repose ended.
Max tries to revise the law that applies to blazing potatoes. The Z sounds following the vowels here.
Max tries to revise the law that applies to blazing potatoes.
Not a huge change, but a very important one when it comes at the ends of vowels. And this is the end of the lesson on the pronunciation of the consonants.